Rav Chananya brought a raya from Sveikas Nithnasan Ladila Saser. So Abai says, Nishkan raya, Vachamayaskina can go to Lesay or Letisha Vahu, Namanavshach. Ibar Chayuvahu Shapa, Kamayasi, La Bar Chayuvahu Tisha La Bar Asuri Ninu. If the person only had 10 animals, so there's no downside in using the Sveika, the Safik, as a 10th animal. Because Maman Avshach, it's going to, you're not a Paita Mamayna, but Mamayna Shalkayim. Maman Avshach, you're not Paita Mamayna, Mamayna Shalkayim, because it's possible that if this one comes out 10th, it is Meiser, it's possible it's not Meiser. So Maman Avshach, it's good. Mustam, you won't be able to bring it as a carbon, but it'll patter for Meiser the other 9. Abaya introduces a new thing. We're talking here about Hilchis Maisa Behema. So Abaya says we have a rule, Sveiko Lav Barasurihi. Abaya here is introducing us to a rule that what we're going to call in a minute Asiri Vadai Velei Asiri Safik. That's Xeris HaKosuv, that even though everywhere, if you have sveikis, the suffix d'iraisa, you're chayiv. But here, in Meiser, it's exeris hakasav, asiri vadai, v'lei asiri suffix. Now, we're going to get into the particular Gemara, the case of kafetzechem and amenuyim today. We should just know that there are a handful of places where we have such exeris hakasav, where the Torah is memayit a suffix. Like we have mamzer vadei v'loy mamzer safik. That a vadei mamzer is a mamzer. A safik mamzer, min ha-Torah is mutter. We don't see safik d'orais l'chum. There are a handful of such cases, and amidst Hashem, we'll get to what, there's a certain significance in that in dealing with the rules of safik d'orais l'chum. Right, just pashup shad, how... We're going to get to this maybe tomorrow or the next day, but I think you all had already in yeshiva the idea, the Rambam Shita, that Safik Daraisa is Lakula Min HaTorah. Right? That Min HaTorah, every Safik Daraisa is Lakula. That's the Shita Sa Rambam. You should have bumped into it in yeshiva many times. The whole beginning of the Shev Shmaitza, the whole Shmaitza Aleph, begins with this Rambam. That min haTorah, the Rambam holds every safek d'oraisa is mutter. This that we're machmir safek d'oraisa l'chumra. That's a din that we're machmir d'rabban. But the Torah allows every safek d'oraisa to be mutter. Now, right away, the words of Abaya that sveik olav bar asurihi, that asiri vadei v'lei asiri safek, there is a special miyut. You only have to give ma'aser on vadei and not on safek. So right away, that doesn't fit with the Rambam. The Rambam holds every deraisa, safik deraisa l'kula. The Rambam says, min haTorah, all sveik is samut. What do I need? Asiri vadei v'lei asiri safik. I need a gzeres hakosef to tell me, special by meiser, and special by mamzer, and there are other places, orla vadei v'lei, orla safik. We learn out of a pasuk that on Shabbos, yamal, an 8-day-old baby, only if he's a Vadai 8-day-old baby, not if it's a Safik. It's a Safik not. We have Psukim to be Mayit Sveikas. So why do I need Psukim to be Mayit Sveikas? According to the Rambam, a Safik is anyway the Kulam in HaTorah. So that's something that we're going to get back to, and again, it's one of the aspects of the Sugya of Takvikayin, which is already more of a Shas aspect. And it's Hashem, we're going to deal with that. We'll probably spend certainly at least one whole shir on it. There's a lot of, I think in the Shmaitza Aleph, Paragimel, he talks about this prat. In the meantime, we're going to put that aside, and let's get to the case that the Gemara brings, the Tanan. Abai brings a case. Kafas Echa Minam Luyin Asaycha. Kulam Ptur. What's the case? you're counting out your animals. You have them all in one corral, and you let them out to Pesach. And you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 10th one, you make a mark, and that one is Meiser. One of the ones you already counted, not the one you made a mark on, then you could recognize it. But one of them you already counted as on the way out, jumped back into the corral. So does the farmer get upset or happy? Very happy. Right, L'chayr, he just made a windfall. He made a lot of money. If he has 1,000 animals, and one of the million jumped into the 1,000, so now he has a profit of 100 animals. He's put to for mice on the whole 1,000 animals. Kafatz echem in amenuyin l'saychan kulam p'turim. One of the counted ones jumps back in. We pat to everything. So frektiv gemara. What's pshat kulam p'turim? Isagadeita sveika baya surei. If you're going to say that a suffik is chayiv in meiser, it's a regular suffik, there is lo chumra, and a suffik is chayiv in meiser, la aser mamanav shach. You should have to give meiser mamanav shach. Dibar chayuvahu. Now the manav shach is that either way, there's no downside to giving meiser. This mamanav shach, usually you have a mamanav shach. So either way, you would say, either way it's meiser. Either way it's not meiser. That's not what the Gemara does here. Gemara has the following manav shach. I bar chiyuvah hu, shapa meiser. If it's a bar chiyuvah, you counted out 10, bar chiyuvah, and the 10th one's a bar chiyuvah, so that's meiser. I la bar chiyuvah hu, and if it's going to turn out that it's not a bar chiyuvah, nifter b'minyan aroi. In other words, if the one you're going to count out is going to be the La bar chiyuva, it's one of the 10. So then, the other ones, you're messing up the other ones, because now it's not really a 10th one. It's nifter b'minyan haroi. As long as it went out, there was a minyan haroi that was right to be 10. It's pater, dama rava, minyan haroi pater. So what the Mamana Shach is saying is that there's no downside. Either way, you'll end up fine. You'll end up okay. We're not comparing this to Abaye's case. We're just going to want to prove Elamai Yasir Yivadi Velei Yisrael.
Abaye is saying it's a lot milsi, meaning that my case of saying that there are only 9 animals, you can't say that the Mishnah is talking about that, because you wouldn't have to take off the mice. But if in such a case, if you had 9 animals, you would give that one to the Kohen.
The proof is from the Asiri Vade Vele Asiri Safik. Once I prove from here that there's such a concept, Asiri Vade Vele Asiri Safik, now I don't compare the two cases. I just take the klal of Asiri Vade Vele Asiri Safik and I plug it into Abaye's case. And in Abaye's case, there's no Chiyav Meiser. There's no question that you're part of a Meiser because not going to be an Asiri Vade no matter what. Once the concept, if the concept is true, then it applies in all cases of Sveikas. We're not trying to compare the two cases, we're just trying to prove the rule of Asiri Vade Velei Asiri Safik, and then Hachinami, we apply it here. The Ritva and the Pnei Yeshua, just by merit, that you really could ask a kasha on this, that the whole point, there's no downside. L'chayr, there is. Because there's a rule that when you count Meiser, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, etc. If by mistake you call the 9th one Asiri, and the 10th one you call the 11th one, if the person counting as it goes out, made a mistake, he called the 9th one Asiri, and he called the other one Echarasa. So Shneim Kaidish. The one you call the 10th one is a carbon Meiser, and the real 10th one is a carbon Meiser. In Cain. They ask, in this case, you're going to get messed up. You're counting them out. Like a man has 1,000 animals. So start counting. So he counted the first 10. Now the 10th one he called 10th, that's Zichur Kaidish. The 11th one he called 11th. But maybe that 11th one, maybe that's really the 10th. Because maybe one of the first 10 was the one that jumped back in. That doesn't count. And now, when he counted 10, and he made the 10th one Kaidish, and then the 11th. That 11th might, Klap Yishmaya Galya, really be a 10th. And if it's really going to be a 10th, then the 10th one which comes out is going to be, Shneim are going to be Kaidish. You'll have Sai the 10th and Sai the 11th are going to be Kaidish. So what?
There he is in the kasha.
The Tosfos says, "Ahacha sheyesh beida harbe yashlam aminyan v'yasiri v'yud alef kaidish yekshneim asiri misafik." Tosfos doesn't seem to be bothered by it. So they're asking that it should be, if I care, it should ruin the whole cheshbon. It should ruin the cheshbon. That, well, what's the whole Maman of Shach? The whole Maman of Shach is, why not do it? The Maman of Shach is not a Maman of Shach. I mean, it's not a reason to patter.
The Maman of Shach is not the reason to lose, but the Maman of Shach is give the mice as best as you can.
You can say that to help out the...
I'm not trying to help him out.
You
should watch him jumping in and out.
The
Maman of
Shach is...
Do mice as best as you can. Don't say you, mice is over.
They're asking, the Ritva and the Yeshua are asking, this is a reason to patter. You're saying there's not really a reason to patter, so give them both. Give them both. I don't know. So maybe Yeshua was only asking on the Lashon HaGemara. Are you right? Okay, at any rate, the Pnei Yeshua and the Ritva, at least the way Pnei Yeshua understands the Ritva, they disagree with Tosfos. They say, to answer this kasha, that Minyan Haroi makes that the 11th one won't be Kaddish. Since there's a rule of Minyan Haroi, so if you really counted out 10, just one of them was one that was putter already. The din of Minyan Haroi is going to make that when you finish those 10, you're finished. And the 11th is the first of a new cheshbon. Because of this idea of Minyan Haroi being a putter. So these 9 are putter. When you call the 10th one 10, the 10th one is Kaddish because you called the 10. Once you call the 10, it's Kaddish. But the first 8, even if one of the first, this says the first 9, one of them was really, didn't count, so you only had the first 8. Those first 8 are going to be putter anyway because of Minyan Haroi. And Minyan Haroi makes that the 10th one that you counted out as the 10th does putter the others. If you made a mistake in your counting, so then when you call the 9th one Asiri, and then the 10th one walked out, the 10th one is really the Asiri, and it's Chayim. Masha'in came here, where you count to 10, the first 9 are Patrath, Mi, and Harai, even if there's some mistake. And therefore he says that the 11th one won't be Kaidish. And Yeshua says, Chayim Kosev HaRitva, that's shot in the Ritva as well. So you really didn't count. So he's saying Minyan Haroi. He's saying that Minyan Haroi makes that you did.
The first 9. So you have another one inside. You have 8 outside and the kafat.
Yeah. If the kafat was 10.
The kafat is the 10th one. So
the first 9 up pater. So they're saying Afilahachi up pater. Afilahachi, that is Minyan Haroi. The first 9 of Minyan Haroi.
What's the difference between the kafat? You just want to say that Tosfos is Mashmos, where it says you take off Meister.
It says Kasha is on the Lashon HaGemara rather than on the Psak of Tosis. Is that what you're saying? Okay. All right, let's see Tosfos, Kafatz Kulam Peturim. Tema de levatel beruba. Okay, Tosis is here at Pesach to a whole new sugya. A bitl berayv. Right, there are two concepts which are often confused. They're two different things. There's something called bitl berayv, and there's another concept of holchen acharayv. Or the second one we'll call the parish meruba parish. They're two different concepts. Bitl berayv means what? It means I have a pot of chicken soup, and some, and or better yet, I have a bowl with 5 pieces of kosher chicken, and 1 piece of trefa chicken falls in. So now I have 6 chickens in my pond. Bitl berayv means that as long as it's 2-1, as long as there's rife kosher and near treif, it's bitl berayv. So that's a din of bitl. Now, for those of you who haven't learned Yeridaya, when do you say bitl berayv? When do you say bitl b'shishim? Sometimes things are bitl in 60. Sometimes things are bitl berayv. When do you say bitl berayv? When do you say bitl b'shishim? So all of you who learned Yeridaya know that. What? When it's? No. The difference is between lach balach and yavesh biyavesh. When you have a mixture of liquids, if you have chicken soup and milk falls in, you need 60 in the soup against the milk. Then you need bitl b'shishim. It's lach balach, the two liquids that mix and become one taruvis. Then you need bitl b'shishim, because that has to do with nesinas tam. When you have yavesh biyavesh, when you have a piece of trefa chicken and a kosher chicken, and the trefa chickens get mixed with the kosher chickens, that's yavesh biyavesh, meaning it's not two liquids that are combining. They're two separate pieces that are now in a mixture. So that's yavesh biyavesh. Yavesh biyavesh is batel berayv. Okay, that's the klal we're working with. Oh, Yehuda, what you start saying about the Rabbanon, you mean by Yavesh B'Yavesh, this is the Rabbanon. I'm not going into all the Pratim, but this is the basic idea. A bitl berayv is when you have a mixture of Yavesh B'Yavesh. You have a mixture of things that are all separate things that stand separately. That's bitl berayv. When you have liquids that mix, or bleis that mix, things that physically combine, when one dissipates into the other, then you need bitl b'shishim, whatever the reason is. We're not talking now about lach balach. Here we're talking about an animal that jumped into a corral with other animals. That's yavesh b'yavesh. They're separate things that are there. That's bitl berayv means that when it's in a mixture, it's bitl berayv, and it becomes mutter. That's a concept of bitl berayv. There's a separate concept of called the parish meruba parish, or you could call it holchen acharayv, same thing. That is a totally different concept. That is, if you walk in the street, you find a piece of meat in the street, you're walking in Bnei Brak, and you find on the floor a frankfurter in a bun, a mustard and sauerkraut. Are you allowed to pick it up and eat it? Are you allowed to eat it? If you find it in Brooklyn, you're not allowed to eat it. Because most frankfurters in Brooklyn are treif. If you're in Bnei Brak and you find a frankfurter on the floor, if you want, you can pick it up and you can eat it. Because reiv of the butcher stores in Bnei Brak are kosher. So call the parish, meruba parish. It came from one of the stores. And call the parish, meruba parish. There's no mixture. There's no mixture there. It's just one piece of meat. It's a suffix where it came from. So call the parish, meruba parish, and you're allowed to eat. That's the din of call the parish, meruba parish. Now, they're two totally separate cases. They're both dinim of raiv, bitl b'raiv, call the parish, meruba parish. But they're two totally different dinim and totally different cases. On Agimar, when the Kafat Zechem and Amenuyim, when the animal jumped back in, You could ask two kashas. You could ask either one of these two kashas. You could ask, as Tosfos does, that it should be batel b'raya. In the corral, in the mixture, the animal that jumped in should be batel. It's mixed with the other animals. And it should be batel b'raya. That's Tosfos' kasha. It's one kasha. There's a second kasha. The Shittu Mekubetzes brings in the name of the Rosh. But the Rosh asked that if you have this mixture in the corral, Nechbeshinu Denaidi, which means let the animals out. Kozman, they're there, they're not parish. But the animal's not going to stay in the corral for the rest of their lives. Eventually, you open the door. Animals, some of them walk out. They walk wherever they go. And called the parish, Meruba parish. Every animal that comes out, we should assume, is chayiv and meiser. So called the parish, Meruba parish. As the animals come out, I should count up 10 animals walk out of the corral. I put them now in a new corral, and I take meiser from them. Because called the parish, Meruba parish. Anybody who, any animal that leaves the corral is pirish. It walked out of the corral, like meat which comes out of a butcher store. And when it comes out, called the parish, Meruba parish. And it should be, we should go bus arrive. And Raiv, Achayiv, and Meiser. So every 10 that walk out, I should take them now and separate one of the 10 for Meiser. Or so I should say, call the Parish Meruba Parish. You're allowed, well, first of all, you are allowed to create call the Parish. Certainly when you Machayiv yourself, you're allowed to. And here, it's going to happen eventually. No animals stay forever in their Taruvis. The animal eventually is either going to go and plow a field, or go and go to the sheichit and end up as meat. Eventually, every animal is parish. So eventually, it's going to be parish. So when it's parish, it's chayiv and meiser. So leave it in the corral till Mashiach is going to come. They all die there. Lamaisa, in all the cases where it will be parish, certainly the normal case. So the Rosh is asking that it should be called the parish, but the parish should be
chayiv. We'll have again a case of ksua.
When?
When you gather the wool.
If I'm going to take them all, not really. It's not really true. It's not really true that I'll be kavua. Once it's not nikar kavua, is the place where the suffix started. It's not. I don't know that later it would have a din kavua. But it's not worth. It's not our Indian. I don't think so. How? No, because Tosfos says that. Tais says kavua nami ain shayech al v'dorshes v'ate nikarim.
Right,
you're jumping too fast. It's not. Let's go a step at a time. Okay, well, Tais kavua we'll talk about. Tais kavua, there are problems with Tais says.
I called the parish of a regular case. Let's say the case of meat. We know where it's from. It's not making it that it's a trafe, right? It's not making it that it's a trafe. It's making it that you can't eat it because it could be from a trafe of stork.
Our assumption is that it's from a trafe of stork.
If it's lamaisa kosher, if it's a trafe, it's not trafe, it's really kosher. You just can't eat it.
If a yo or carmel, tell us what it is. You're right.
Over here by the deer, it's not shot. You can say called apart. It's not really called apart. This thing is not trafe. You're not changing the mitzvahs of the animal.
Right. The Rosh answers, can what you're saying, but he says it in a very ecclesiastic way. Now, again, Tosfos asked Bittel. The Rosh asked, call the Parish Meruba Parish. We're going to work first with the Rosh and then come back to Tosfos. Because the Rosh answers an interesting terrace. The Rosh says that even when you go Basarai, like our case, you found a Frankfurter in the street. And you go bus a rive. Is that rive say a vadai? Is that rive make it a vadai a tray for Frankfurter? Or they brought, does it make it a vadai kosher Frankfurter? No. Rive doesn't make it a vadai. It's still, I know exactly. If there are 90% of the stores are kosher, 10% are tray. If I know, it's 90% chance one way, 10% one way. All rive does is tell you a psak halacha. Roiv is a halacha, you're allowed to eat it. It's a psak. That called the parish Merubah parish. You pick up that frankfurter, you're allowed to eat it. Because Roiv stores are kosher. Somebody will ask you, is it possible you just ate a tray for frankfurter? The answer is, it's possible. 10% chance. Maybe even a 49% chance. If there are 100 butcher stores in town, 51 are kosher, 49 are treif, and you find the piece of meat, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable eating it. I don't know. Would you eat it? I don't think I would eat it, but, it's supposed to follow the rules. So the rules are, you find a frankfurter in the street, and the Torah says that it's mutter. The Torah tells you that it's mutter. What you're saying is not so right. There's a nesivus that says, doesn't say it by this, he says by bittul derive. It's just agav. There's an interesting, the Pesach Teshuva brings from the nesivus. If you're cooking chicken soup in your house, and milk spritzes into it, you call a rav, and the rav says, how much milk, how much chicken soup, is bottle b'shishim, it's mutter. Okay? Would your mother serve the chicken soup? Serve the chicken soup.
Is it passion?
I didn't ask you. I asked if she'd serve it. There's a nesivis, I believe it's shamed in the nesivis, the Pesach Teshuva in Yerodei Chelek Beis, who says it's an apikorsis to throw it out. Torah said bittul b'shishim. The same Torah said, now Abbas B'cholov said it's bittul b'shishim, it's mutter. He says, well, at least by lach b'lach, he says that he's supposed to eat it. Interesting, didn't it? Alpi Chasidus, the Bnei Yisoska says that it's a maila to eat it. Because a klipa shenitaru. You know, I'll do it l'chadchila, I'm not a l'chadchila. The Bnei Yisoska, in Chaydish Ov, by his piece on Tisha B'Av, he says that it's a maila to eat it. Because it has klipa shenitaru in it. It's other rabbits. It's better to eat it. The Tshuva doesn't bring that. What? The Sivis writes, he doesn't write under the word apikarsis, he says it's like a minus to throw it out. But getting back, this is also aside, getting back to our sugya. Zakta Rosh. Called the parish, Maruba Parish, you found this thing in the street. Zakta Rosh, it's not Vadai Kosher. It's vaday mutter. It's vaday that you're allowed to eat it. The psak din is a vaday psak. But is that meat vaday from a kosher animal? No. The fact is the fact. It may be from a treif animal. It's mutter. The psak is vaday. But the metzias is still a suffix. Roiv does not create a vaday. Roiv remains a suffix. Memela. If you'll have all of these animals in a corral, and one or two or three or ten are going to run out, and say, call the parish Maruba parish, these ten are the ones that are not the ones that jump back. So, Darash, still, Asiri Vadai Vulay Asiri Safik. Even though Raif tells us that these are the ones that are Chayiv and Meiser, but still, we know, b'mitzias, there's a 1 in 1,000 chance that each of the animals is on each of the animals that it's one of the that's one of the bad ones. If 10 jumped out, so it's a 1 in 100 chance that one of these 10 is the one which is jumped back. It's still excluded from asiri vaday v'lay asiri safik. It's still excluded when the Torah says asiri vaday v'lay asiri safik. It's even memayit animals that are called a parish Maruba parish, and that it's called a parish that should be chayiv and meiser. Still, it's an asiri suffik. It's still considered a suffik. So the chiddush of this rush is that roiv is also a suffik in din. It's a tremendous chiddush. I would think when the Torah says you go bas a roiv, if the Torah said you go bas a roiv, so that means these are the odds that this is kosher are enough to give it a vadei kosher. I'm saying no. Even raiv remains a question. It's still a suffik. Just that with the suffik, even though it's a suffik, the Torah set up sak that it's mutter. But it's not telling you what happened to Metzias Advarim. This is the Rosh's Chiddush. This Rosh is brought down in many places, in the Kresi Uplesi, in the Hilchos Beis HaSafik, in Kuf Yod, in Yodaya. He brings this down, it seems to us, the Ikala Halacha. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger, which we'll talk about shortly, who names on, Rabbi Kiva Eger said strongly that this Rosh is the Iker Ladina. And there's a Meches Chinuch in Simirei Samach Beis, which we'll discuss. All these three places bring this Rosh, and them on, that this is a klal for Shas. Rav is still a Safik. Even when you have Rav, the Psak is a Psak. Holchanach HaRav. But the Psak is that something which is a Safik is Mutter. A Safik that has Rav is Mutter. This is only called the Parish. I'm not talking about Bittel Barav yet. This is all in called the Parish Maruba Parish, and then we're going to have to get to Bittel later. So this is the Rosh's Klal. Now you have to count that the Rosh's Klal answers the Kasha. Right? The Rosh's Klal is that Rav is Taka Mutter, but it's still a Safik. So even though, so here where it says Asiri Vadei Veloy Asiri Safik, it's excluded because it's Asiri Safik. It's still going to be an Asiri Safik. This is the klal of the Rosh. Now, this Rosh's klal is used to answer numerous kashas in other cases. Let me mention a few of them just so that to understand it, and then we'll get to what's nageh to us. We learn out of a pasuk, lo yitama, that a kayin is allowed to be mitama to a seven kraven, only if they're vadai kraven. It says an extra word is lo yitama, kiyin l'sheirei karav elav lo yitama. It says an extra pasuk, we learn out the kayin could only be mitama to a vadai kariv and not to a safik kariv. So the muki yosef is matmiya. Why do I need a pasuk to tell you Vadei Kariv? And he can't be metama to a Safik Kariv. What's a Safik Kariv? He has a brother who got in the hospital, got confused with another baby. He doesn't know which one of the two is his brother. And then the person died. So he can't be metama because it's a Safik brother. Why do I need a special miyut? Safik Darais L'Chodra. It's Pashit. A kain could only be metama. He has an issa to be metama. Safik Darais L'Chodra. So Avadi can't be Mitame. Lo Yitama, Lo Yitama in the special Miyat, they can't Mitama to a Safik. It should be a regular Safik Darais L'Chumra.
Isn't there a thing that in the seven Koyim must be Mitama?
Okay. That can be a Mahalach to answer. It's a Safik both ways, Safik Darais both ways. Okay. The Miches Chinuch says that Lafi, our Rosh, the answer would be that it'll be a nafkamina in a case where Al Pi Rav it is his brother. Where Rav Tzedadim tell you it is his brother. Let's say his mother gave birth to twins. And these twins in the hospital got mixed with one more baby. Obviously they're not identical twins, so you could tell which is which. Right? And mother gave birth to twins, and now they got there's a third baby mixed in, they don't know. So now you've got three people, two of them are his brother and one is not. And one of them died. So I would say, oh, you go Basar Rav, and call the parish Meruba parish. Dying is parish. So the one that died, he's a Kabim Etami, you go Basar Rav. Zok the Miches Chinuch, based on this Rosh, no. He can't be Metami, because Rav is still a Safik. Rav is still a Safik. And just like Asiri Vade Velei Asiri Safik is Mamayit, a Safik that has Rav with it. The same thing, lo yitama v'loy l'safik is metame, even a safik that has raiv. Since raiv is still a safik, and this dead person still is a safik if it's his brother, even though raiv says it is, this miut of lo yitama v'loy l'safik is memayit that it can't be metame to a safik harav.
Said raiv passing something. In this case, what is the passing?
Raiv always paskins, but here I have a beferish pasik to be memayit that psak. In other words, if there would be no special pasuk, I would say Rav paskins. But just like Asiri Vadei V'loy Asiri Safik is Memayit a case of Rav, the same thing, Lo Yitama is also Memayit a case of Rav.
It's
two of them died already.
Yeah.
The masculine Torah and the shorthand Torah.
Yeah.
Fighting without the posse, the masculine Torah and the shorthand.
If two died already, no, because you still say called the parish, Meruah parish. He was already parish when the other two got buried. He was already a parish. He's the one that's alive. Called parish, Meruah. Truth is, when he walked out of the hospital or was carried out of the hospital, he was already parish. Right? He's a parish his whole life, really. Now, Lucrezia Placi uses this for our Chef Schmeitzer case, the Beis Hillel's case, the case of the 2.5 animals and the 4.5 animals, where they had this machlokes hapaiskim, what to do. If the animal is out, if the animal is in, and there was a machlokes hapaiskim. Some paiskim said, since the one that's out is mutter, the one that's in is mutter. I didn't mention yesterday, there was some who held that since the one that's in is asa, the one that's out is asa. And the Prichadosh said, nothing doing. The one that's out is mutter, the one that's in is asa. It's not a stira. If you're not a paskin, then it's not a problem. That was the Prichadosh's argument. That why say that the one that's out, paskin's on the one that's in? The one that's out is mutter, the one that's in is asa. Zakta Kresi Uplaisi. This is totally in our rush. We had called the parish Meruba parish. If the animal was parish, we say it's mutter. What does it mean it's mutter? If you would say mutter means that the hif that's out is vadai the kosher animal, Rive Paskins, the one that's out is zicha the kosher animal. If Rive is a vadai, then it's a good taina that the one that's out should paskin on the one that's in. No? The one that's out should paskin on the one that's in because it's a vada, it's oiske paskin, this is the kosher animal. So the one that's out should paskin on the one that's in. Why did the Prichadosh taina? Prichadosh says, not a stira. The one that's out could be mutter, the half that's out could be mutter, and the half that's in could be us. So the chayr, we don't understand it. How could it be the one that's out? It's the same animal. Zakta the crazy place. He liked the rush. The Prichadosh is right. What is the rush saying? The one that's out, it's a suffix b'mitzias, is it from the treif animal or not? It's a psag din that it's mutter. Reif tells you it's mutter. That psak is mitam suffix. In other words, it's vadei mutter. The psak is vadei. But the mitzias is still a suffix. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The half of the animal that's out, that was sold already, that half, you're allowed to eat it, because it's called a parish meruba parish. Does that mean that you're sure that that comes from the animal that didn't have a treif of stomach? No. It could be it came from the animal. It's a 1 in 7 chance. Could be it came from the animal with a treif of stomach. Just it's a din that I'm allowed to eat it. The psak is vada. But the metzias is a suffix. Memela, on the other half of the animal which is in the store, the metzias is also a suffix. There's no psak vadai. The one that's in the store is called kavur kemechzah mechzadami. So the half that's in the store is aser. Because of the rush, it's not a stira. The half that's out could have one din. The half that's out could be another din. It's a stira. It's not a stira. The metzias is the same. Metzias is, it's a 1 in 7 chance that it has a treif of stomach. Both, the metzias is the same on both halves. Just here it's a psak that it's mutter because it's parish, and here it's a psak that it's asa because it's kavur. The Beis Hillel, who held that everything has to have the same din, he said you can't divide it. L'chaira, he held that Rav paskins the metzias. That Rav paskins, that it, we consider a vadai that this is not the tray for one. If a paskins the metzias, so then he's right. One half should paskin on the other half. The Metzias is Iska Paskin. Based on this, the crazy place, he agrees with the Prichadosh, based on our rush. As far as good, no? Yeah. As far as good, it's not a steer with the two. In the Chef Schmeitzer, the Schmeitzer Dalet, end of Perek Dalet, he brings this crazy place. Now, the Shmaitza, I told you yesterday, agrees with the Beis Hillel, or what he calls the Geshitas HaGa'inim, that the whole animal has to have the same din. That's the Shmaitza's opinion. The whole animal has to have the same din. See, but he's the crazy place. The crazy place, he says, the whole animal doesn't have to have the same din. It's not Ayis Kepaskin based on the Rosh. The Shmaitza also is Makabel the Rosh. But the Shmaitza argues that what does the Rosh say? The Metzias is a Suffolk and the Psak is a Vadai. The Metzias blives a Suffolk by Rav. Just the Psak is a Vadai Psak. The Shmaitza says a Psak Vadai on one half should also Paskin on the other half. Even if it's not a Metzias Vadai, it's a Psak Vadai. Shmaitza says Psak Vadai on one half can also Paskin on the other half. Even if you hold like the Rosh, that's Matam Safik. The Psak Vadai Vadai can Paskin for one half on another half. And that's how the Shmaitza holds. He brings a Raya, which he's not going to go into. But the Prichadash holds, no. The Psak is a Psak. It doesn't Paskin one half on the other. The Metzias would Paskin. The Metzias blives a Safik. Bring this to cases la halacha. The halacha is that Yonah de Yayma. There's a halacha in Yeridei Simin Pei Dalet that vegetables that are murzik b'teiloyim. Are aser. Vegetables that are pirayv have insects in them. They're aser unless you can check it. If you have vegetables that are miyot hamotzu, you have to learn. It's not rayv, but it's a miyot hamotzu. A miyot, which is a common miyot. A miyot hamotzu is aser midrabanan. You have to check. A miyot hamotzu is an iser midrabanan. And that's why most vegetables are a shiloh v'drabanan. There are few vegetables that are raiv, including my favorite vegetable, which is raiv. My broccoli is raiv, tolaim, not raiv. They all have tolaim in it without exception. So that's minatayr. It has to be, you can't check broccoli. It has to be from places that don't have tolaim. Other vegetables, like lettuce, is a mir amotzi. It's a shiloh v'drabanan. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a case as follows. It says, what happens if someone brings you cooked vegetables? It's cooked already. You're a guest in someone's house, and they bring you stuffed cabbage. And you know they don't check the cabbage for bugs before they cook it. If they would serve you raw cabbage, you're not allowed to eat it. They don't check it. Cabbage is a mir amotzu. What is the din if it's cooked? So the Shulchan Aruch says you can eat cooked because it's a svek sveika. What's a svek sveika? It's a suffik if it had bugs in the first place. And even if it had bugs, maybe it was nimuach in the cooking. It's a derech of insects when you cook them to melt. And if it's nimuach, then it's lach balach, it's batel b'shishin. So maybe it melted, so it's a klora halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a achar in svara, it's a mechaber. Someone brings you stuffed cabbage, and they didn't check, it's mutter. That's for sure. The achrayim clear if this heter applies to red vegetables which are roiv to loim also. If something is rubai to loim, let's say you go somewhere and they serve you a broccoli kugel. So now it comes from a vegetable which was roiv. To lime. All right, if it's 100%, then there's no, it's not rive. But if it's a vegetable that's rive, yesh bay to lime. Do you say svek sveka? Do you say the same thing? Or it's taka rive to lime. But it could be that it's a suffik if there were to lime in this vegetable. And there's a second suffik if it was nimuach. What?
Isn't that rive?
What's rive?
First
First suffix, Rive says, Rive Paskins. So when Rive Paskins, the first suffix, Is that a suffix that could be nichnas into a sfak sveika? Or not? What? Roiv?
First,
so that should depend on our rush. According to our rush, it's still a suffix. The Aruch HaShulchan there in Simen Pei Dalid is toilet in whether the roiv is also a suffix. If the roiv is a suffix, that's a sfak sveika, vayit etz mutter. If the rive is a vadai, then you can't make a sfek sfek out of it. And this really is a major issue in Kuf Yud. If you need sfek hashakul on both sfekas of a sfek sfeka. But again, I'm mentioning it to illustrate to you how the rush is yisayid in using rive in every case of rive. The rush is yisayid is that rive is also a sfek. The Sefer Haksava HaKabbalah, it's not a well-known Sefer. It was written by one of the Talmidei Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he has there a big arichus on this inyan of this rush. As an arichus, he uses many, many cases to apply, I mean, he has at least six or seven things where he applies the rush's rule. He brings the crazy placey and he writes there that Rabbi Kiva Eger held that this case is that this rush is a ikar ladina. He has there a question. He asked the Rabbi Kiva Eger and an answer. Because it's late, I'm not going to go into the whole thing. I'm not even going to make it today's shir. Rather than to the Maramachim, the Yeshiva has the Sefer Haksava HaKabbalah is Mesuder al pi the Parshis HaTayr. It's with the Chumash Svarim Haksava HaKabbalah, and it's there the last piece. I think at the end of Parshis Bechukaisai, if I'm not mistaken, he has there a long arichus on this very geshmak. It goes through a number of cases. Start going through all of them. What Haksava HaKabbalah at the end of Bechukaisai. The Iker, I want to impress on you how you say the stick to rush is, and the idea that Asiri Vadei Velei Asiri Safik, the rush is saying that Raiv is still a Safik, still not included in Asiri Safik. This is how the rush answers that Kasha. From the rush, we come back now to Tosfos. Tosfos says, what about Bittul Baraiv? What about Bittul Baraiv? Levatel Baruva, Swas Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha is when the one jumps into the thousand, right now it should be Chayav Meiser, because right now it's Bottle. So the Rosh said it should be called a Parish. Tosis says, no, in the mixture it should be Chayav. So now, using the line of reasoning of the Rush, what would we look at here by Bittul Baraiv? Well, what's the next step if you want to answer the question? Okay? You would ask by Bittul Baraiv. Huh? You have to ask the same question. By Bittul Baraiv, is that a Vadai or is it a Suffolk? What do you do by Bittul Baraiv? If Bittul Baraiv is just a Psaket's Mutter, but B'mitzias, there's still a different animal there. So then the Vaita, it's answered Taisis Kasha exactly the same way as the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? That Hochen Acharoi is a Psak Vadai, but B'mitzias it's a Safik. If Bittul Baraiv, if you're going to say by Bittul Baraiv that it's a Psak Vadai, B'mitzias is still a Safik, there's still B'mitzias, one animal that jumped back in. So then you can answer the same teretz, Asiri Vadei Velei Asiri Safik. So the question now comes, what about Bittul Baraiv? Is that a Vadei or a Safik? So what are you saying? What does that have to be?
It's actually Vadei, because if you have five pieces of meat and one piece of meat falls in, all six of them, they're not telling me, and for sure one of them is the one that was tricked. They're telling me all of them are mutter, so obviously it's a Vadei mutter.
So what do you say to that, Taina? I have two pieces of kosher meat, and one piece of treif of meat fell in, exactly identical. Now all three are in the pot.
And the question is it mutter b'tam v'adai or mutter b'tam safik?
There's no safik.
Why? I take a bite into one. Am I not beating the tray for one?
The concept of mutter b'roi applies if he takes the whole mixture and consumes it.
So that's what Shimshi's saying. Since I could eat all of them, I can eat all three, I take a piece of each one of the three and I can put them in my mouth at the same time, so it must be that it's Matam Vada. That's what you're saying.
There's no suffix. There's suffix is there. We know that some of it came from the trade, some of it came from the kosher.
Yeah, but what you're saying is, first of all, what you're saying is a Machlekes Rishonim. And it's even in your day, about Shita Sabra. It's not like the Rosh and the Rashi. The Rosh says you can eat all three at the same time. You have a kosher, two kosher pieces of steak and one tray for steak, and they're all three on the table. You can't tell which is which, and now you find out one of the three came from a tray for place. The Rosh says you're allowed. I don't think I would do this. It says you're allowed to cut a piece from each of the three and eat all three. Because bitl b'raiv is iser nepach liyais heter. That's the Rosh's chiddush. Bitl b'raiv makes that the iser is nepach liyais heter. The iser changes to heter. And you're allowed to eat all three of them.
If you taste the iser,
yeah. Well, they're all the same min. They're all steak. So because you can't have really lach balach, you can't have, there's no metzias, if you can have two steaks and one frank, and the frank was a treif, so you could tell which was a treif. Theoretically, you could have in the case we don't know which one was a treif, but normally they all taste the same, so you can't tell. Yizicha tasting the isser, that's for sure, you're eating it. The Rosh holds, you're allowed to eat all of them. The Rashba holds that you can't eat all three in one shot. You can't eat, the same person can't eat all three. As a matter of fact, the Rashba holds, you have to take one and throw it away. Any one, throw it out. And eat the other two. But it's a suffix. The Rashba says, if you eat all three, it's going to be a vada that you're eating the treif. He says he can't. What?
When you throw one away, it's still a suffix.
All right, so the Torah said it's mutter, the suffix is mutter. The Rashba holds that it's a suffix. Now, the Prima Gadim says that this Rashba is only a gzera de rabbanan. Since it's a strange thing to people, you eat all three. So the Prima Gadim holds that in Lomdis the Rashba is made to the Rosh. It's only a gzera de rabbanan. The Gran Yeridaya says no. The Rashba holds min haTorah. You have to throw one out. But however you look at it, the Rosh certainly learns that it's b'Torah's vaday. And the Rashba, at least according to the Prima Gadim, learns that it's b'Torah's vaday. And if so, Tosis Kash is a good Kash. If you learn Bitl Barayv is b'Torah's Safik, then Tosis Kash is not a Kash. Kash should be Bitl Barayv. Even if it's Bitl Barayv, it's still a Safik and it's still a Prah. So Tosis Kash is gebayt on the assumption that a Bitl Barayv is b'Torah's vaday, that the whole thing is mutter. And in Mela, Tosis has a good Kash. Now I have to tell you, just look at the words of Taisvis. Tema, the levato baruba, the lechayiv kuluba meiser. It should be batal barayiv, and it should be chayiv meiser. The hada davish should be minyan like batal, hainu b'drabanan. Davish should be minyan is not batal. That's a drabanan. That's only a din drabanan. V'kavu anami ain't shayach. You can't say here kol kavu kamechzam echzadami, because it's not shayach. But davish is a vehetan yikar and viyaduin. This is not a case of kavu. I'll just give you homework. I don't understand this line of Tosis. Kavua nami ein shayach. The rule, kavua kemechza mechzadami, is a rule in kol de parish meruba parish. When the Torah said kol de parish meruba parish, what the Rosh was talking about, kavua is an exception. And if it's kavua, it's an exception. In bitl barayv, kavua is not an exception to bitl barayv. By bitl barayv, even if it's kavua, it's batal barayv. As a matter of fact,
every case, or 99% of cases of bittul b'raiv are kavua. What is bittul b'raiv? A lady's cooking in her kitchen, and one thing fell into something else. It's kavua. It's b'mokim sfeikai. This is the place of a suffix. So, it's very hard to know what does Tosis mean? Kavua nami ain shayach. The whole kavua has nothing to do with this Tosis. Kavua has nothing to do with bittul b'raiv. That's a kasha called the parish meruba parish. That's not Tosis kasha. Tosis kasha was levatal beruba. It should be bottle. Once it's bottle, even if you take it out, you don't say called the parish. You don't say kavua kemechza mechza. If you have a mixture in a pot, it gets mixed. It's mutter. Now, once it's mutter, you take out a piece of chicken. It doesn't become a queso kavua. It's already mutter. Everything's mutter. The Rosh was talking about called the parish meruba parish. He didn't ask that's bittle.
But why did he say open up the corral?
Because he was going out called the parish. He holds there's no bittle. Whatever reason. Bittle, he holds it's not bottle bereiv. Whichever the many terutzim there are. So he asked, tak, it's not bottle, but called the parish meruba parish. So on that, you can tell me, maybe it should be kavua. And they'll say, no, it's not kavua like Tosis Teretz. But on the question of bittul b'raiv, the words make no sense. The words kavua after bittul b'raiv don't make sense. So I saw the Tosis yesterday. I pulled out the kaivitz, and I was sure someone's going to ask. I looked in the back. I was sure someone's going to ask. The only person I found, I think, was in the Beis Lechem Yehuda. He says he doesn't understand. He asked this kash. But that means till a Heintegen, no one asked this kash on Tosfos. The words of Tosfos, kavua, a Tosfos kavua is not shy for a reason. That's good. What's the have a meter? The word kavua has nothing to do with bittul b'raiv. Kavua is a rule and called the parish meruba parish. Is that a rule in bittul b'raiv? So someone could find someone who says a hesber in Tosfos. I'd appreciate it. But either way, we're going to come back to Tosfos tomorrow. There's a Reb Shimon on Tosfos. That's a long Reb Shimon. I don't mean it's a long Reb Shimon, it's a normal Reb Shimon, but in the very beginning, Reb Shimon talks about a teretz on Tosfos, which I think it's similar. There's a Reb Chaim that Reb Chanan brings in the Kovitch Yurim on Chulin, that's the Chelik Beis of Kovitch Yurim, Ois Mem Gimel. So, and I think Reb Shimon means the same thing as Reb Chaim, it's the same teretz. So we're going to deal with that teretz on Tosfos and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.